Will you notice in chapter 2 now, verse 1, he says, "But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness." Paul said, if I had come also something else. Oh, I was discouraged with you, and I would have been in sorrow, and there'd been tears in my eyes. For if I make you sorry, verse 2, who is he that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? You see, Paul didn't want to come, and in his sorrow and with tears in his eyes, he'd have had them weeping. Then who is going to make Paul glad, you see? They were just both of them boo-hooed in the same handkerchief. That wouldn't have been very good, by the way. Now will you notice? He says, "And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all." Paul said, "I want to come in joy, and I wanted to get word from you that you'd corrected these things." Now, had they? Listen to this. "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you." You know, a great many folks sometimes fall out with the preacher when he preaches a message that is rather severe, a message that, I tell you, bears down on the congregation. And they think that maybe he ought not to do that. Well, may I say to you, he's not a faithful pastor if he doesn't do that. I'll tell you that, my friend. Because we're told to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. And any man that's a minister today standing in the pulpit has a tremendous responsibility to rebuke. But a lot of the saints, they don't like that, you know. And Paul says here, "I did it not for any reason that I was opposed to you. It was because I loved you." My friend, a faithful pastor shows his love by preaching the Word of God as it is, and not by buttering up the congregation.